Tom Holman.
We will not be a safe haven for those who commit violent acts. We don't do it for those who are citizens, and we're not going to do it for those who are undocumented.
In Israel, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Israel and Hamas have agreed on the broad outlines of a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
We're now looking to close a hostage release deal and a ceasefire, which would stop the war and reunite hostages with their families.
A survey of 3,000 hourly workers finds the benefit they most want is flexibility with schedules. Atif Siddiqui is the founder and CEO of Branch, a workforce payments platform that conducted the survey.
The prioritization of flexibility over traditional benefits like paid time off and health insurance really reflect the changing needs of the workforce.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsinites may have had some confusion over Donald Trump's pick for U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Lisa Hale has the story.
President-elect Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he wants Ron Johnson to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. But it's not our Ron Johnson. Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson took to X last night to weigh in on the confusion and remind us that it's a common name. He said, quote, "I never played in the NFL, I wasn't the CEO of JCPenney, and I haven't been nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there," end quote. The Ron Johnson Trump appointed was the U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during Trump's first term in office.
How important is remote work to Wisconsin? Stuart J. Waddles has more.
In a recent interview, Governor Tony Evers said he'd reject a GOP proposal that would force state workers back to the office. In the interview on WISN 12's Upfront, Evers threatened to veto the state budget if such a measure is included. The governor emphasized the success of remote work is attracting talent from across the state.
The city of Marshfield is accepting sealed bids for the sale of ash tree logs. These logs are located in the central part of Braham Park. You can enter the park on East Grant Street following an access road to the north. Bids will be on a per-pile basis. The logs will need to be removed by the end of the day on Friday, January 31st, and you aren't allowed to cut the logs in the park. Sealed bids will be accepted until 4 p.m. on Monday, December 30th at City Hall in Marshfield. Low temperatures are expected to continue through Friday. Remember to dress yourself and your kids warmly, have an emergency winter kit in your vehicle, and keep your fuel tank at least half full. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows of 5 to 10 below, and mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the upper teens. A chance of rain and snow showers late Friday night into early Saturday. Cloudy, rain Saturday afternoon. High mid-30s and near 40 Sunday. Right now it's 3.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome to Community Stories, Jr. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This week, we have a special collection of interviews from young people involved in Hopewell Productions at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll be hearing from several kids who played the characters of Newsies in Disney's Newsies Jr. this summer. The first group is Kenzie, Lily, Ariana, and Finley. At the end of our conversation, they'll even sing a little bit of their favorite song from the show. Following that, you'll hear from some of the older young people playing the main characters. I'll let them introduce themselves when we get there. For now, sit back and enjoy the excitement and enthusiasm of these young people at WRCT.
Hello, I'm Melissa Kay, and I am here with several young people from the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I have with me Kinsey, Lily, Ariana, and Finley, and we're going to talk about what it's like being involved in theater. So, Kinsey, let's start with you. Tell me why you are involved in theater, why you're doing this show.
Because I love dance, and I've been dancing since I was 3.
Wow, have you done a lot of dance recitals?
Yeah.
Did you decide to do this show just because there's dance, or have you done theater before?
Done theater before. Willy Wonka and this one.
Fun. What part did you play in Willy Wonka?
A candy kid.
Did you do dancing in that show too?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So Lily, why are you involved in this show?
I love doing dance and I love singing. And I love combining the two together, and I've been in theater before. I was also in Willy Wonka as a candy kid, and theater's really fun because I do it at the RSPA, too.
Okay, what is RSPA?
The Rapid School of Performing Arts Center, and you can do dance from ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, modern, point, and all the different kinds of dances. But we get to do theater, and there's piano lessons and voice lessons going on there, too. So it's really fun.
So do you take all of those different types of dance, or what's your favorite?
Well, I do ballet, tap, jazz, and theater, but I think I love theater.
Is it because you get to do a lot more facial expressions and acting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good reason. That's one I would pick, too.
And I love hanging out. In theater, I get to be with my friends, and I love our directors, Miss Gretchen and Miss Sue. I love making my mom proud.
Those are good reasons to be involved in theater. Do you think that you've made new friends by being involved in theater?
Yes.
That's wonderful. All right, Ariana, tell me about why you're involved in theater.
Well, same like Kinsey and Lily, I've been dancing since I was 2, and I just love to, like, dance and sing, so that's why.
Is this your first show?
No, I've been in Willy Wonka, like Lily and Kinsey.
Do you do any shows at school?
No, but I do go to the same dance as Lily.
Oh, so what dance classes do you take?
I take ballet, tap, jazz, musical theater, and I'm styled in hip-hop.
Oh, fun. Do you like hip-hop?
Well, I actually didn't do it yet, but I think I will.
Yeah. Do you think you'll want to get to... So I did try hip-hop once upon a time, it's been a few years, but the only thing that I had a hard time with was getting down on the floor. Do you think you'll like that part?
Maybe.
Do you do any tumbling, like cartwheels and things like that?
Yes, a lot.
So I think you'll be good at hip-hop then.
Yeah.
All right, Finley, tell me why you're involved in theater. I know you've got a little bit of experience in this.
Yeah, so my mom is a director, and I like theater so much that I even do dance with Kinsey, Lily, and Ariana at the same place.
Nice.
And I like singing, dancing, and theater, so I combine them all together.
Okay. How many shows have you been in, Finley? Do you know?
Yeah. First I done Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. Then I have been in Candle in the Window. Now I'm in Midsummerish. Okay. And Newsies.
Wow, that's quite the repertoire. How old are you?
I'm 7.
Nice. And that's something else I should have asked all of you. Ariana, how old are you?
10.
And Lily?
I'm 9.
And Kinsey?
9.
So you guys make up the, you guys are the Newsies, right, in this show? So tell me about that, Finley.
So Newsies are basically people who work for other Newsies.
Okay, so you sell newspapers?
Mm-hmm. And they all have to help each other to survive.
Okay. Do you have any lines in this show?
Yes, 2.
Nice. Do you want to give us a little preview?
No.
Do you guys sing a song all together?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to sing a little bit of it for me?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Wait, are we doing Carrying the Banner?
I don't know.
Let's do Carrying the Banner, okay?
All right, go ahead.
A bottle alley to the harbor, there's easy pickings guaranteed. Try any banker, bond, or bottle, they almost don't know how to read. Jack, it's a crooked game we're playing, one will never lose. Long as suckers don't mind paying, just to get that news. Ain't it a fine life, carrying a banner through it all? A mighty fine life, carrying a banner tough and tall. When that bell rings, we go scrubbing dishes, we go scrubbing dishes, chores, washing dishes. What a fine life, carrying the banner home for y'all.
Good job, guys. I am here with a group of young people that are performing in the Newsies Junior with WRCT. I have with me Mia, Kaylin, Catherine, Cadence, Cammy, and Austin, and I am excited to speak with all of you. Mia, I'm going to start with you. Tell me how old you are and why you got involved in theater.
I am 12, and I got involved in theater because I just thought it was going to be fun.
Do you dance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have a dance background?
Yeah, I've been doing dance since I was 4.
What is your favorite form of dance?
I like jazz and hip-hop.
So what do you feel like in this show is your favorite dance piece?
Oh, definitely King of New York. I just think it's a lot of fun.
Is that a big ensemble piece?
Yes, very much so.
And then what part are you playing in the show?
I'm Hazel.
Then we've got Kaylin. Kaylin, how, what got you involved in theater?
I got involved in theater because when I was a little kid, my sister did theater, and then I was like, that's really cool and this is fun, so I should try it out too.
How many years have you been in theater?
Well, since I've been in like 3rd grade, but I've been in like 6 shows, so I don't really.
And you're how old now?
I'm 13.
Okay, and you've been in 6 shows. Can you list those off for me?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Frozen Junior, Peter Pan, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Disorder in the Court, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, and Newsies.
Hey, you know what? You did great. If you asked me to list out the shows I've been in, I would stumble after about 2. So well done. What is your favorite part about this show?
Just all of the very different characters we have and how everyone portrays them differently. We all do a really good job with that.
And do you think, having been involved in 6 shows at 13, that's a lot, what has theater brought to your life?
Friends, experience, opportunities.
Do you think it's given you more confidence?
Yeah, probably. And more skills in talking and acting and being in a stage in front of an audience and stuff.
All right, Catherine, you're up next. So tell me how old you are and what got you into theater?
So I'm 13, and what got me into theater was I wasn't able to do any sports because of reasons, and I wanted to try theater because I've always like seen like the productions at like the Lincoln High School, and I'm like, that's so cool. I want to know what goes on in the back rooms, and I want to be on that stage doing that. So I started, and I loved it, and I've just been doing it ever since.
How long have you been involved in theater, would you say?
Since I was in sixth grade, and I've done quite a few productions, I think, over like the 2 years.
Do you have any favorites that stand out?
I really liked Beauty and the Beast. That was a really good one. And Peter Pan was pretty pivotal, too, because it was like my first show.
Nice.
And I really liked Candle in the Window as well.
Mm, that's where I recognize you from. You as well. Okay. Somebody else said Candle in the Window. So that. Oh, no, it was Finley. Yeah. So what about this show really stands out to you?
What really stands out is, like, all of the music pieces have their own, like, story within them, and I feel like that's so cool, because they're not all the same, but they all tell their own unique story in their own different way, and same with the characters, too. I feel like that's really cool, and just, like, the storyline is really awesome. Like, how these kids just took a stand and did this, it's just amazing.
Do you think it's an important piece of history that people should know about?
Definitely. I feel like this is one of the bigger ones that people should realize that happened.
Okay, so now we're up to Cadence. You have been involved in quite a bit of theater, I believe.
Too much.
Is it too much?
No, it's been only 2 years, and I've been in like 10 productions-ish.
Well, that is a lot in 2 years. How old are you?
15.
Wow. Yeah. So do any of those stand out to you?
Definitely Peter Pan, because that was my first one.
What character did you play?
Mrs. Darling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then also Beauty and the Beast, because I met a lot of new people at CAMI.
I'm right next to you.
Yeah, I know. that's pretty much it.
What character are you playing in this show?
I am a Bowery Brigade, which is a dancer.
For
Metis Theater.
Do you like dancing?
No.
So this has been a new skill that you've had to learn through this song. All right.
Yep.
Good. Anything that you would like to share with people, like other young people who haven't tried theater yet but are curious?
I think people should definitely at least try one show because, you know, you never know if you don't try it, you never know that you might like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good reason. That's absolutely a good reason to try. All right, so now we're up to Cami. Cami, tell me about your experience in theater.
My experience in theater has just been truly inspiring. I love theater, and it's really helped me grow as a person.
And how did you get involved in this production?
Well, I was told by my mom that this theater was doing Newsies, and my mom knows that I've always loved the musical Newsies. So I decided to audition, and boom.
How long have you been involved in theater?
I think this is my second year of theater, and I've been in, well, this is my fourth production. So.
Okay. And you're how old?
I'm 14.
Austin, tell me about your experience in theater.
So I've been doing theater since I was a sophomore in high school. This is my 12th show, I think. And so I've been doing theater just over 2 years, doing 12 shows. I did theater because I wanted to do something that was like, it felt like open to me. And so I wanted to have like a close, like attachment to something. And that was theater for me. So I joined theater and I've just been doing it since. And now I'm actually going to Milwaukee, this fall for college, and be an acting major down there. So.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more stories from your community.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care. You're listening to Community Stories Junior on WFHR. The next two segments are interviews with young people who played roles in It's a Madhouse at WRCT. The show was performed this summer and directed by Stephanie Hirth. I'm Melissa, and I'm back with Community Stories. I have with me Abrietta. Tell me how old you are and how long you've been involved in theater.
I'm 12 years old, and I've been involved in theater for about 4 years.
So what character are you playing in It's a Madhouse?
I'm playing Abigail, and she's a 12-year-old girl, and she's the granddaughter of Mr. Pembroke.
Okay, and Mr. Pembroke is one of the main characters in the show?
Yeah, or one of the bigger roles, yes.
Okay, so is this a bigger role than you've had previous to this?
Yes, it's like the biggest role I've had in the plays before.
Okay, so tell me about what got you involved in theater 4 years ago.
Well, my sister, so she did a lot of like theater performances prior to this, so like, yeah.
It got you interested and you yeah. saw her on stage and thought it looked fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a specific show she did that was like, oh, I want to do that?
I really liked one. It was called Disorder in the Court. She did it. It was around COVID, so it was like a shorter one, and she got like the lead role in that. And so it was just like, and they involved the audience a lot with that one, so it was like very like
interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, neat. So that was also a Hopewell production.
Yes.
So have you only been involved in performances here at WRCT?
I did the forensics team at RAMS, which is the Rapid Area Middle School.
How was that?
It was fun. So I like performed, like I wrote my own monologue for that, and I based it off like a book that I knew. So then I had to perform it, and we competed against each other. So.
Oh, that was that fun doing it in front of judges?
Yes, it was really fun. First few times it was a little hard to like get a hang of, mm-hmm. but then after like you knew what you were getting into for the level two, it was a lot easier to like act and be my best.
So do you feel like over these 4 years that you've done acting that each year gets a little better or a little easier?
Yeah, I would say each year it's like a lot less nerve-wracking than it was like when I started. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then I'm like a lot less shy than I was before.
Maybe theater has helped you become a little more outgoing?
Yeah, I would say. Because then, I wouldn't have done this before, but because of theater, I participated in the sixth grade speech contest at my school, and I got into the top 12 kids, so we got to like perform on a stage, and then I tied for third.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So where do you see your involvement in theater going forward from here? Do you plan to keep doing theater?
Yeah, I plan to keep doing it till, like, I can't do Hopo anymore, and then I might go on to do bigger stuff, or, like, just the general community theater for, like, adults here.
Yeah. Do you like coming to the adult shows here at the theater?
I've never been to one, actually, but I know, like, they happen. I've heard a lot of good stuff about them. Okay. Normally, they're, like, around school, so it's hard to get in here.
Yeah, a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me yep. and sharing your story.
You're welcome.
I have with me Adelina. How long have you been involved in theater and how old are you?
I'm 16 and I've been in theater since like sixth grade. I would do the math, but that would take me too long.
That's okay. I don't mental math either. So what got you involved in theater in sixth grade?
It was really like an on-the-fly thing. It was the show was called Game of Tiaras. It was with the Disney princesses and it was actually with Stephanie.
Okay.
And my old music teacher from my elementary school, she texted my mom and she's like, hey, you should have Adelina do this. And I had no idea, nothing. I was no experience whatsoever. And I showed up. I didn't have any of the audition material. I was so unprepared. And I just like, I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. So I did. And I loved it. It was great.
Were you really nervous at the audition?
Yeah. Because like, I was a sixth grader. I didn't know anybody in the room at all. I'm like, I like heard of them, but I wasn't friends with anybody. It was very intimidating, but I'm so glad I did it.
From that experience of being at the audition and not knowing anybody, what was the rehearsal process like after that? Like you walked into your first rehearsal. What was that experience like?
I was kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like, I walked in and everybody just started like talking to me and everybody was like insanely friendly and really like welcoming. And I didn't like as the rehearsals went on, I didn't feel as nervous and I started to get like more comfortable around people. That's the one thing I love about theater is I'm able to be myself and nobody's going to judge me for it, no matter how crazy or loud or insane I get.
And that just makes you feel like
part of a group that is completely accepting of you no matter what.
That's my main thing about theater. I love the community, the family we create. It gives me a purpose. Like, I can express how I'm feeling through acting on the stage.
Have you had characters that are very different from you as a person? And how is that to be able to portray a character like that?
Sometimes it's really hard to, like, slip into, like, that role that you're not, like, used to doing at all. But once you get it, it's really actually a lot of fun. Like, I'm more of, like, a happy, upbeat person. I'm not, like, but when I get the, like, characters, they get to, like, yell at everybody. And those are actually my favorite to play. They're really fun.
So you've done quite a few productions here at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Yeah. Do you have any that stand out in your mind that are special?
I don't think I have. I love them all. They've all been so fun. But my first show at the community theater, it was Disorder in the Court. And I just remember I got to throw Smarties at my prosecution attorney. It was the greatest thing ever.
You know, that was the first show that I actually saw here at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You had your hair in braids, didn't
you? Yes, I did.
Yes, I remember that character. It was fun.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what your role is in this show and what this experience has been like this year.
So my character in this show, her name is Devin, and I'm part of the thespian group, and I'm the cranky director. So I have to put up with a bunch of actors who there's one that doesn't, that's just really sarcastic. The crew members just kind of follow what she does, and then we got the pompous actor who plays Romeo. It's really fun because I have to, like, be the leader and try to keep them all in line and stuff, but it doesn't really work out.
So you get to yell at them, but there's good results.
Right.
and doing a show this quickly, because this Hopo production is 3 weeks. What is that experience like?
It's, like, it's all flying together, like, so fast. Like, I feel like it was, like, just the other day we had auditions, but everything's coming together really quickly. And Stephanie's a great director, and we have, like, I don't know, everything's just really under control right now, and I think it's going to come along great.
What do you see for yourself in the future with theater?
I definitely want to keep doing it. I'm only a junior in high school, so I got a while yet. Mm-hmm. But after I graduate, I'm definitely going to keep doing it, like, for the community. But I can't see myself doing it as, like, a career. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely do it, like, for fun.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's given you maybe more opportunities or met new people through theater?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, I've gotten a lot better at my public speaking skills, and it's just easier to, like, meet people now, and I'm more outgoing, and I feel like I can just, like, go randomly talk to some random guy on the street, and it wouldn't be weird. I mean, even if he thought it would be weird, it wouldn't be weird for me.
It would be weird for you?
Yeah.
So do you think that this has opened up maybe new ideas for you as far as careers in the future of what to go to college for?
I'm planning on going to UW-River Falls for majoring in dairy science and pre-vet. But there's a lot of opportunities at River Falls, and I want to do their they have a really good a cappella group, and I want to do that because I like singing and I'm in choir. And
that's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like that this has been a very great platform for you to continue with. Do you plan to continue with this through?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thank you.
Elena, tell me how old you are and how many years you've been doing theater.
I'm 18, and I've been doing theater for as long as I honestly can remember. I remember doing it in elementary school, doing like little tiny side parts, all the way up until I graduated this year.
Have you been involved with the Hopo productions before here at WRCT?
This is my first production with Hopo. Okay. But I've done a few different productions with the community theater. I've done Anne of Green Gables a few years ago, and then there was a few others that I participated in as well.
Wonderful. What got you involved? Was it your parents? Was it siblings? What attracted you to theater?
I feel like it was more of my friends and also kind of my family, I guess. I've kind of become the drama person in my family, but
I've just always enjoyed going to theater and auditioning with friends, getting parts with friends, and hanging out with friends during productions and everything.
Have you made more friends because of theater, do you feel?
Yes, of course. yeah, you just meet new people all the time and just make connections with the people you're acting with, people you, like, sometimes when you don't have friends acting in your scene, you just make new ones when you're making those connections.
Waiting in the wings and find a new friend?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite show, like, thinking back? Is there one role that kind of stands out more than others that was really beneficial for you?
I have really just enjoyed all my roles, no matter how small they were. There was one time when I was really young, I got to be a part of The Elves and the Shoemaker, and I was one of the lead elves in there, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, especially at my age when I was just really young, but they expected a lot from me, and I really enjoyed that part.
Wow. Do you have any fun costume memories? Have there been a costume piece that was more enjoyable, or like a period piece that was just cool to wear?
I really like wearing old-time pieces, like Renaissance dresses, and just like the pieces that you wouldn't usually see today, mm-hmm. Just because I like being a part of a character that isn't a part of today's normal norms.
Like you would see out in society, mm-hmm. People don't often wear some of those costumes, especially like Renaissance, unless you go to a Ren fair.
Yes.
So what are your plans now that you've graduated from high school? Are you going to continue in theater?
Yes. I'm really excited. The college that I'm going to, they have a really great theater department. And I'm really excited. I know that they do musicals, and I love musicals. Those are one of my favorite pastimes to watch. But yeah.
So you sing?
Yes.
Nice. And have you had any roles in musicals up to this point?
Just once in the Cinderella musical a few years ago at the LHS theater.
Okay.
Department.
What character did you play in Cinderella?
I was the footman, which was also a dove and also just part of the ensemble. And I once heard that it's never just ensemble because some people think it's just a background part, but there's so much more to being mm-hmm. part of the ensemble. You get to meet different people. You get to interact with people in the back. And it's actually sometimes a lot more fun than just being one person on the stage by yourself.
Where you get to play multiple characters, and mm-hmm. oftentimes then you have multiple costumes that you have to wear, yeah. and those quick changes can be a little more challenging, but also fun. And then to be able to sing in the ensemble too is a delight because you're singing with other people. Do you like singing in harmony and parts?
Yes, that's one of my favorite things to do. I usually don't like to sing by myself on a stage. Like when you're singing with other people, it really boosts your confidence.
Yeah. And then you are like the picture of the background of what makes the show.
Mm-hmm. And it's always fun making up backstories for the people that nobody gets to hear about. Like someone could be a cheese seller that has a scary backstory and nobody would ever know.
Right, but you know the whole story.
Yes.
That is really neat. Well, thank you, Elena, for sitting down and talking with me today.
Of course.
Stick around. We'll be right back with the continuation of the story.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin Watch report says the cost of jailing kids is about to jump. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
It's reported the cost of incarcerating a juvenile at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake has ballooned to nearly $463,000 a year. It'll be nearly twice as much in 2 years, and that's despite a declining population of youth. Leaders in the state have been trying to close the facility due to ongoing funding and policy issues. Alternative plans to build smaller regional facilities have been slow to move along.
Puffy coats may keep your little one warm, but they won't keep them safe in a car seat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
That's Jamie Oswald, MD, and Aspira's family medicine physician. She said even if you think you've cinched the straps tight, there may be a significant gap because of the bulk of the coat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
Dr. Oswald said once you have your child strapped into the car seat, you can put a blanket over them to keep them warm. If you want to check if their coat is thin enough to use in the car seat, strap them in with it on. Then take the child out, take the coat off, and put them back into the car seat without adjusting the straps. If the straps are snug, it's okay. If there's gaps, the coat is too thick. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows of 5 to 10 below, and mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the upper teens. A chance of rain and snow showers late Friday night and early Saturday. Cloudy, rain Saturday afternoon. High mid-30s and near 40 Sunday. Right now it's 1.
Hey kids, Community Stories is live on December 17th and 19th, so you can call in with your wish lists for Santa.
Are you elves ready?
All the kids are going to be calling us, and they're going to be telling us what they want to tell Santa. Mrs. Z, are you ready?
I think so. Cookies, hot cocoa.
What about you, Mr. Jangles? Stop eating the cookies.
Mrs. Z might have to make some more.
Just call 715-424-2600 December 17th and 19th from 5 to 6 on 97 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you for tuning in. Here's your next community story.
I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Community Stories, and I have with me a group of young ladies that are performing in It's a Madhouse. I'm going to ask each one of you to tell me your name, your age, and how many years you've been involved in theater.
My name is Mia. I'm 8, and it's my second, show.
My name is Avery. I am 12 years old, and this is my second show.
Hi, my name is Sully. I'm 11 years old, and this is my third year.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm 11, and this is my fourth year.
Hi, my name is Audrey. I'm 8, and this is my first year.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you all. Now I want to ask you what characters you're playing. Now, I know several of you are cheerleaders, and you're a tourist, right, Aubrey? What does your character do in this show? Do you come on stage and act in the background?
Yeah.
Are you having fun doing that?
Yeah.
Have you made a lot of friends in this show?
Kind of.
Kind of? Have you met new people?
Yeah.
Is that a fun experience?
Yeah.
Good. All right, Haley, I want you to tell me about being a cheerleader. Do you have props that you're using as part of your character?
Yeah.
Have you started working with those yet?
Not really, no.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of time left before the performance. Are you guys excited about being able to start using your props?
Yeah.
Okay, Sully, I want you to tell me what your experience has been like
Being a cheerleader has been really fun. I've met a lot of new people, and this next practice, we're going to be starting to use our props.
Do you get to wear your costumes yet?
Next practice, yes.
Okay, so you only have a few left before the performance, right?
Yes.
All right, so Aubrey, I know you were excited about being able to use your, it's pom-poms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that.
Do
you guys do a dance routine with them? What do you do with your pom-poms?
Yeah, we kind of just hold them while we're doing our choreography.
Oh, so you have a whole dance too? Mm-hmm. Oh, how long did it take to learn that?
Well, we only had like, I don't know, 2 days to learn it, but it wasn't very complicated.
Okay, but you all do it in a formation?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so Mia, you seem the most excited about the pom-poms.
Well, we get to do our costumes tomorrow, pom-poms tomorrow, old props. Today we are taking like props that we stole.
Okay, like you stole them from the stage?
We stole them from the house.
Okay.
And I met a lot of new people during rehearsals. I normally was in South Carolina.
Oh, so you missed some of the rehearsals.
But Stephanie sent them out.
Okay, so you got caught up while you were on vacation? Nice. Well, thank you for meeting with me today, ladies. I can't wait to see your show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Melissa Kay, and I am here with Kari. Kari, tell me how old you are and how long you've been involved in theater.
I'm 17 years old. I'm almost 18, and I've been in theater since my freshman year of high school.
And what inspired you to get involved in your freshman year?
I've always been really big into, like, the arts, and I'm a very creative person, and one day my drama instructor saw me doing a skit in my speech class and was really interested in having me in the drama department, and so I joined my school's theater and arts department, and I kind of fell in love with it. And then recently I started getting into Hopo Productions, and I love the environment. It's been really great.
Your first involvement was in high school. What are the differences you've seen between like a high school production and here at the community theater? Are there any noticeable differences?
I would say that the community is very different. Like, I grew up in a very tight-knit community in Port Edwards, and coming here where everybody kind of knew each other at first was very intimidating, mm-hmm. but everybody was very welcoming, and it's a very accepting and inclusive place. And I think that the biggest difference was just the people and the vibe. I feel like everybody is everyone's very cool here.
So it's kind of like theater people are the same everywhere. You just got to get through that first get to know everybody.
Yeah, I definitely think that's how it is. I think it was just a little intimidating at first, but everybody here is very, very kind and very, very, very cool.
So you've done other Hopo productions. What ones have you done here with them?
The first one I did was last year. It was Toasted with Ryan Husted. And then this year I've done It's a Madhouse. And okay. That'll be the two that I've done so far.
And so you have 1 year left, right? You'll be a senior this year?
Yes, I'll be a senior this year. So I'm planning on doing my last production with Hopo next year.
Well, I'm glad that you have loved it so much you keep coming back. So you did productions with your high school. Are there any that stand out in your memory that were just really fun?
Well, our high school is very small, so we do put on kind of smaller shows. But the one that I was in most recently, Par for the Corpse, was definitely one of my favorites. It was really interesting, and it was one of my first like bigger lines where I got to showcase like my talent and how I portrayed a character. And I thought that was really interesting.
How have you found the differences with directors? Because now you've worked with directors at your high school and you've worked with at least Stephanie here. What do you think about like different directors, I don't know, the way that they do things? Have you found any differences?
I think there definitely is differences. I think Stephanie is very, very open and welcome to ideas, and she's very, very creative. And the directors at my school, they're also very creative, but they're less informed, I think, on how to be director since it's just such a small school.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely found that Hopo is very structured and it's got a lot of information where you might need it. So I think that it's just more structured directing here at the community theater.
Mm-hmm. And being that, you know, I mean, there's so much on teachers' plates.
Yeah, definitely.
So anything that they can do is appreciated, in my opinion. And but I think that's wonderful that you've noticed some of those differences, because they do. Different directors have different directing styles. So you've got one more year. You said you're going to do Hopo this next summer. Do you have any plans after that yet for what you're going to do?
I'm not really sure after that. I do want to go to college, hopefully in UW-Madison, but mm-hmm. more likely in UWSP.
But both have pretty strong theater programs.
They do. They do both have very strong theater programs. And I do want to pursue something kind of creative alongside I want to going for my psychology major. Nice. So I'm really interested in finding a community of people who also enjoy doing theater.
Mm. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Yep, of course.
I have now with me Dana. Dana, how old are you and how long have you been involved in theater?
Hi, I'm 18 and I've been in theater for about 9 to 10 years.
Wow, so basically most of your grown-up life.
Right.
And what got you involved in theater so many years ago?
In second grade, we all had to do plays, just like a little short thing, and I realized how much I really liked being able to play a character, expressing myself, and then I got into the children's theater in third grade, and then my aunt saw the community theater in the paper, and she was like, I think you should audition for this since you like being expressive.
So you've been involved in children's productions here at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for many, many years.
Yes, correct.
Do you have any that stand out in your memory as being a favorite show?
I think my favorite one specifically through community theater would be The Walking Dwarves so far. I got to play the Evil Queen, and I really like playing an evil side because I get to be much more expressive. I get to yell at people. I think that's fun. And it definitely was unique, and it was just a really fun show to do.
And being able to yell at people, is that just opposite of how you are in real life?
Yes, very opposite.
Would you say that that's a part of theater that is fun because you get to play characters that aren't like you?
Yes, that's definitely my favorite part, is playing characters that are nothing like me and getting to be able to portray that in a different light, I guess, you know?
So with Walking Dwarves, that was like a zombie theme. Did you have fun with the costumes with that show?
Oh, yeah. I got to be in a really fun like queen dress, very poofy dress, and then even though I was on stage a good amount of the time, I still tried to help the children with, like, their zombie makeup and stuff like that, or at least give them tips on how to do their own zombie makeup so then they could do it backstage themselves.
And how is that part of it, working with younger students or younger children?
I really do like working with the children because I like trying to be a role model for them on what they are capable of doing because, I mean, I started there too. You know, I started 9 to 10 years ago. I was one of the small, quiet children that, like, had, like, two lines, didn't really know what I was doing. And I like being able to be that role model so they know that they are capable of doing that when they're older, and also just I like seeing them grow. I like seeing them grow into what they can be.
And you've been involved with the Hopo, because I know I've seen you on stage before. How has been being involved in Hopo? Do you also do shows with school?
So I did do a show in middle school with Stephanie. That's when she started the middle school program again, right before COVID. I was in eighth grade. I did not do high school theater, though.
Okay. So you just do theater basically during the summer?
Yes, correct.
Focus on your academics during the school year?
Pretty much. I'm involved in many other different extracurriculars. This is kind of just a shift from those types of extracurriculars.
I see. Okay. So what are your plans after, because now you're graduated?
Yes, I'm graduated.
So what are your plans for college or the future? How do you see yourself continuing in theater as an adult?
I might do theater here and there. I kind of plan on auditioning maybe once in a while for something fun. I'm definitely leading astray in my future endeavors. I'm going to the University of Michigan for sports management and marketing and hoping to get involved with Major League Baseball as a manager. So it's very different than what you'd probably expect someone who's been in theater to say, but I still really like doing it, and I'm more than happy to do it, like, once in a while, but not as, like, my main career.
I see. Do you feel that having been involved in theater, because marketing is also a very people-oriented career, do you feel like the experience of having been involved in theater as a child and growing up in theater has given you a lot more confidence to be able to pursue a career like that?
Yeah, for sure. I completely thank all the experiences I've had through theater for the successes I've had growing up, through my other extracurriculars, through getting into my dream school. Like, I completely thank theater for that because it's helped my speaking skills, it's helped my people skills, getting along with people and teamwork, and help me be much more expressive, and I find that very helpful in pursuing my future endeavors. So yeah, I'm very thankful that I got into this at a young age, and I fully recommend it to anybody else who has a child that's interested in it. It will definitely help them grow and be much better at communicating for their future.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sitting down with me.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. Tale Time is up next.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling. We wish you the gift of faith and the blessing of hope and peace at Christmas and always. Our valued customers are the foundation of our success. From all our families to yours, we extend our best wishes for a happy holiday season and a new year of joy, peace, and prosperity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling.
Holidays are here. The family is coming home and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season and thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigvi Olsen joins me live, as well as our sports reporter Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's Tale Time. In the last chapter, Kevin and Ron decorated for Christmas. Let's find out what Kevin's up to now. Chapter 4. Kevin the Cat Gets a New Toy. Kevin was bored. Terribly, desperately bored. He had already explored every inch of the house countless times, mapping out its secrets, nooks, and crannies like a seasoned explorer. The living room, his usual haunt, had lost its allure. He knew every spot behind the couch, every inch of the rug, and every speck of dust on the shelves. His favorite box was still there, nestled in its cozy corner. But today, even that wasn't enough. He tried pawing at it, scratching the inside walls to make them rustle. But even that game lost its appeal quickly. He darted up into his cat tree and perched on the highest platform, hoping the view out the window would provide some entertainment. But it was a dreary day. The kind of day where the clouds seemed to hover low, pressing down on everything in a heavy gray blanket. The street outside was unusually quiet. No neighbors walking their dogs, the birds tucked up in their nests away from the feeder, and not even the usual hum of passing cars. The German shepherd that sometimes escaped from his human was nowhere to be seen. Kevin watched the empty street for a moment longer before giving up with a huff and turning away in disappointment. His next stop was the dining room. Maybe something new had appeared since his last patrol. But no. The food in his dish from breakfast remained untouched. He wasn't hungry. He stuck his paw into his water dish instead, dragging it forward and watching the water slosh and ripple. The light streaming in through the window made the ripples glimmer in a way that fascinated Kevin. He repeated the motion, dragging the dish across the floor, watching as the water splashed and left a shimmering trail across the hardwood. It was fun for a while, but soon the dish was nearly empty, and the floor was wet and cold under his paws. Kevin sat back, surveying the mess with mild satisfaction. But the boredom quickly returned. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Kevin knew just the thing, the forbidden table. Ron didn't like him climbing up there, but Ron wasn't home. With a sly twitch of his whiskers, Kevin hopped up onto a chair and then onto the table. There were papers, plastic bottles, and other small items scattered about, perfect for a curious cat in need of entertainment. He gave one of the bottles a gentle push, watching as it rolled to the edge and fell with a satisfying plop. Encouraged, Kevin knocked another item off, and then another, until the table was cleared and the floor was littered with things to bat around. But eventually, even that game grew tiresome. Now what? Kevin decided that the best way to pass the time was a good, long nap.
He curled up in Ron's spot on the couch, nestling into the familiar warmth left behind from earlier. As he drifted off, he hoped that sleep would make the dreary day go by faster, and that when he woke up, Ron would be home. "Kevin, what did you do today?" Ron's voice jolted Kevin awake. He could hear him calling from the dining room. "Why is the floor all wet? Were you on the table?" Kevin's ears twitched as he listened. Ron didn't sound truly angry, but there was a hint of exasperation in his tone. Kevin debated whether to go greet him. Ron might be upset, and while Ron was rarely stern with him, Kevin knew he had pushed his luck today. Ron appeared in the living room, his hands on his hips as he looked at Kevin. "What's up, old buddy, old pal? Were you bored today? You made a real mess in the dining room for sure." Kevin blinked slowly, trying to look as innocent as possible. Ron laughed, shaking his head. "I guess it's time to change up your toys. Maybe we should go shopping and get you some Christmas presents." Kevin didn't know what shopping or Christmas meant, but Ron's tone was cheerful, so he relaxed. After Ron cleaned up the mess and had dinner, he sat on the couch with Kevin, tapping at his phone. Kevin watched curiously as Ron scrolled through images and videos. Eventually, Ron seemed satisfied, putting the phone down and giving Kevin a reassuring pat. Whatever had happened, it seemed like something good. A few days later, a new box arrived at the house. Kevin saw the delivery driver bring it to the door, but the man didn't stay long. Ron came home later that day, eyes lighting up when he saw the box. "Kevin, do you know what's in here?" Ron asked excitedly, as if Kevin might somehow know. Kevin tilted his head in confusion. Ron got deliveries all the time, but they were usually boring things like tools or clothes. The only part that interested Kevin was the box itself. Ron opened the box and started pulling out pieces. It was a new cat tree. Kevin's eyes widened slightly with interest. The old tree in the living room was still his favorite spot, but maybe this one would be just as fun. Ron explained that this new tree was for the dining room window, giving Kevin another vantage point to watch the world outside. Along with the cat tree pieces was a new toy, a long wand with a brightly colored fabric ribbon attached. Kevin pounced on it immediately, batting at the ribbon as Ron began assembling the cat tree. The construction took a while, with Ron carefully attaching each part and tightening screws. As he worked, Kevin played with the wand toy, dragging the ribbon across the floor and pouncing on it. Once the cat tree was fully assembled, Ron attached a soft red cushion to the top platform. "What do you think, Kev?" Ron asked, gesturing to the finished tree. Kevin approached cautiously. It smelled strange, new, like wood and fabric and fresh cardboard. He wasn't sure about it. Ron tried to coax him up by tapping the scratching post and waving the wand toy, but Kevin remained skeptical. He's a cat, after all. Things have to be done on his terms. Later that night, after Ron had gone to bed, Kevin decided it was time for a private inspection. He jumped onto the windowsill next to the new cat tree, sniffing it carefully. The smells were starting to blend with the familiar scents of the house, and the cushion didn't seem so foreign anymore. Curiosity won out, and Kevin climbed up onto the top platform. From there, he could see out into the backyard and across the driveway. The red cushion was surprisingly comfortable, just firm enough to support him, but soft enough to settle into. Kevin decided to give it a proper test and curled up. Before he knew it, he was fast asleep. The next morning, Ron found Kevin curled up on the new tree. "So, I guess it meets your approval, huh?" he said with a chuckle, scratching Kevin behind the ears. Kevin stretched luxuriously, enjoying the gentle pets. "Now that you have new toys, you're not going to destroy the house today, right?" Ron asked with a grin. Kevin blinked slowly, the feline equivalent of making no promises. That day, Kevin had a blast playing with his new toys. He raced from the living room to the dining room, climbing between the old tree and the new one, imagining himself as a wild predator stalking his territory. The wand toy became his favorite. Ron had attached a turkey feather to the end, and Kevin couldn't resist pouncing and chasing after it whenever Ron waved it around.
After hours of running and playing, Kevin finally tired himself out and collapsed in a sunbeam for a much-needed nap. When Ron returned home that evening, Kevin greeted him with a contented purr. The new toys had done their job. He was no longer bored, and the dark days seemed a lot less dreary. As Ron settled into the couch, Kevin curled up beside him, happy and exhausted from a day of play. Ron scratched Kevin under the chin, and Kevin purred in satisfaction. Life was good again. New toys, new adventures, and the same beloved human who always made sure Kevin had everything he needed. Thank you for joining us for Community Stories Junior and Tale Time. I'm your host, Melissa.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden has pardoned 39 people and commuted the sentences of 1,500 others, the most in a single day by any president in modern American history.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre describes the action as a milestone.
The president has issued more sentence commutations at this point in his presidency than any of his recent predecessors.
Jean-Pierre says the list includes people released from prison and placed on home confinement during COVID, committed nonviolent crimes, and turned their lives around.
A decorated military veteran, a nurse who has led response for a number of natural disasters.
More pardons are expected. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Administration officials are now in the Middle East for talks on Syria and a ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Israel, where he says a deal on ending the fighting in Gaza could be very near.
I believe that every day brings increasing risk, which is why